All right, so let's dive into something pretty interesting today.
Yeah.
We're taking a look at Israeli technology forums,
Okay.
specifically a site called Mitmachimtop, for those of us who don't read Hebrew.
Right.
And we've got some cool stuff to work with here.
Yeah, what do we have?
A couple of user profile PDFs and a snapshot of the forum's homepage.
Wow, so like the actual forum.
Yeah, and you know what's really fascinating is that it's all in Hebrew. It's
Interesting.
like a window into a whole community.
Yeah, a community we might not typically see.
Exactly.
And from the looks of it, a pretty vibrant one.
Okay, so first things first, what does Kemek Kimtop even mean?
It translates roughly to top interns
Okay.
or top specialists.
Interesting.
And I think that gives us a clue about the purpose.
Like it's not just casual tech talk.
Right. It's not just like, hey, what's the best phone?
Yeah.
This seems to be about serious expertise.
I see. So top interns, huh?
Yeah.
Are internships a big deal in the Haredi community?
That's a really good question.
I'm thinking how this forum might tie into their career paths,
Yeah.
especially in the tech world.
That's a great point.
You may.
It could be a connection between the forum and professional development.
Yeah.
You know, that the Haredi community often prioritizes specific career paths.
For sure.
Technology is everywhere these days.
Right, it touches everything.
So this forum could be how they're getting those skills.
It's like a bridge between their traditional life and the modern workplace,
Exactly.
especially in a world that's so tech-driven.
It's a way to get expertise without compromising their values.
That makes a lot of sense.
Now, there's this phrase that pops up all over the homepage.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It says, Tai Lavga Kla.
What does that mean?
It means enjoying the forum. Come support the Mitmachimtop family.
Family, huh?
Yeah. And it really shows how community-driven it is.
More than just a resource.
It's like a family.
And that
That.
support part probably means donations, right? Yeah, I think so. So it's not just about shared knowledge, but shared responsibility.
Exactly. Keeps the forum running.
I'm also struck by the variety of topics on the homepage. You've got computers and technology and cellular and Android and even electricity.
It's a wide range.
Yeah, it shows how diverse the needs are in the Haredi community.
This forum is like a central hub for all things tech.
Okay, but here's something I found in the electricity section.
Okay, what is it?
A user was asking about a quiet room fan.
A quiet fan.
Yeah. Like,
Interesting.
what's the big deal, right?
Well, it made me think how observant Jews might be sensitive to noise.
Especially on the Sabbath or holidays.
Right, when they can't use certain
It's
appliances.
like they're finding ways to adapt technology to their religious practices.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
And it shows that technology is about solutions.
Yeah, fitting into people's lives.
Okay, now check out these numbers on the homepage.
Okay.
25.6K users,
Wow.
79K topics, 894.8K posts.
That's a lot of activity.
This is a busy community.
It really shows you how vital this forum is.
It's like their digital town square.
Exactly.
Okay, before we move on, let's look at those user profile PDFs.
All
They
right.
seem pretty basic.
Yeah.
Just a Hebrew phrase and a link.
The phrase means look at this link. I
Interesting.
think it shows how they share information.
These PDFs are like digital pointers.
Right. Directing people to specific content.
And maybe even overcoming language barriers.
Yeah, just by showing the link visually.
So even a PDF can be a powerful tool for connection.
Especially if not everyone speaks Hebrew.
We're learning so much from these little pieces of information.
It's amazing what you can find.
We've got a sense of the forum's purpose, its community, and the topics they cover.
It's really fascinating.
Now I want to see what those 894.8K posts are all about.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Let's see what they're talking about.
What's the tone of the conversation?
And what are the recurring themes?
It'll be like we're right there in the community.
Exactly.
I'm excited to see what we find.
Me too.
It's really cool how this forum connects the Haredi community with technology.
Yeah, like a bridge.
A bridge between their world and the tech world.
It makes you think differently about technology and culture.
You know, we think of technology as making everything the same.
Homogenizing.
Right. But here's a community using it to be unique.
To hold on to their identity.
Exactly.
It's like those communities online who want to save old languages.
Or traditional crafts.
They're all using tech to connect and keep things alive.
Mitmachimtop is a perfect example of that.
It shows how adaptable they are
They're finding their own way to use tech.
without losing their beliefs.
Now we keep talking about this forum as a family.
Yeah, what does that really mean for them?
I think it's more than just a word.
Okay.
Family and community are so important in Haredi culture.
So using that word for the forum makes a lot of sense.
It emphasizes belonging and responsibility.
It's not just tech support.
Right. It's deeper than that.
It's about connecting with people who get you.
People who share your values.
They can give you advice that fits your worldview.
It's a safe space to talk about tech.
Without feeling like you're abandoning your identity.
Exactly.
Now, the Haredi community really values tradition and religious observance.
Right.
I wonder if they ever talk about the conflicts between tech and those values.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Like the internet can be tough.
Smartphones, social media.
All that stuff can make it hard to stick to your principles.
I bet they use the forum to figure out how to use tech responsibly.
Maybe they debate the ethics of it all.
Or come up with guidelines.
It could be a way to find that balance.
Their own relationship with technology.
It's really fascinating.
It is.
It's like even a tech forum can show us these big cultural tensions.
Yeah, it reminds us that technology isn't neutral.
It reflects the people who use it.
And remember those user numbers we saw?
The 25.6 thousand users.
It's 79,000 topics.
Almost 900,000 posts.
This isn't just a few people.
This is a big part of their community.
So it's important to look at how they're talking about these things.
Are the discussions formal?
Or casual and friendly.
What's the tone?
We can learn about their culture just from that.
It's like digital anthropology.
Exactly.
Okay, so we know the context.
Look at the community.
The values, the potential issues.
It's time to see what they're actually saying.
What are those 894.8 thousand posts all about?
Let's analyze the discussions.
Look for patterns and themes.
We can get a real glimpse into their lives.
Let's do it. Okay, so we've talked about the purpose, the community, you know, and all the things they might be thinking about.
Yeah, the potential conflicts.
Right. But now I really want to know what they're actually saying on there.
What are they talking about?
What kind of tech stuff are they figuring out?
In those almost 900,000 posts?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it seems like a real mix from what we can see.
Uh-huh.
It's a mix of practical help and some deeper conversations.
Like that quiet fan we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
That simple question and all the stuff it could mean.
How they adapt technology to their beliefs.
Exactly.
So cool.
And then there's the more specialized stuff.
Like what?
IVR systems.
All right.
Android app development.
Wow.
Even Linux.
So there are some serious tech people on there.
There's a wide range of expertise for sure.
Imagine that you could have someone asking about a new phone.
Right.
And then right next to that, a whole thread about programming languages.
It's pretty amazing.
It shows how inclusive it is.
Yeah. Everyone's welcome.
Ask questions, share knowledge.
No matter what your skill level is.
That's what I love about online communities.
They bring people together.
People who might never have met otherwise.
And for Mitma Come Top, that's really important.
Because they're kind of outside the mainstream tech world.
This forum is their place to connect.
With people who understand their needs.
And their perspectives.
It's more than just getting help with your computer.
It's about shaping how they use technology.
In a way that works for them.
That fits with their values.
Exactly.
And that's powerful.
It lets them control how they experience the digital world.
Which is so important these days.
You know those user profile PDFs?
Yeah.
The ones with just the phrase and the link?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're trying to share this knowledge even further.
Beyond their community.
Yeah, like maybe they want to show the world how they approach technology.
By making it so simple to find the information.
It's like they're saying, hey, this is how we do things. Come learn from us.
Exactly.
It challenges that idea that they're closed off.
They're willing to connect.
While still being true to themselves.
Absolutely.
This whole deep dive has been amazing.
It really has.
We started with some Hebrew phrases.
And now we understand a whole online community. It's pretty incredible.
They're using technology to make their community stronger.
To keep their traditions alive.
To navigate the world today.
It's inspiring.
It shows that technology can be a force for good.
For connection, for understanding, for preserving cultures.
And it shows how important these online spaces are.
For communities to find each other and share their voices.
Absolutely. So as you explore Mitma Come Top or other online communities, think about this.
What does technology mean to you?
How can you use it to connect with people?
To learn new things.
To make a difference in the world.
It's something to think about.
It's been a great deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been a journey of discovery for sure.
Yeah.